Tune into The Kate Daly Show. Once you're awake, it's hard to go back to sheep. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Hoping to avoid further violence and bloodshed, the public is to be pressured into accepting measures that will move the country gradually and legally toward communism, but without calling it that. The strategy of the proletarian revolution calls for the quiet conversion of our government into a communist regime, but under the banner of socialism.
Hi, that's Ed Griffin. He's the author of Creature of Jekyll Island, and amazing guy, by the way. Had him on the show multiple times. He really is neat to talk to. What a wealth of information comes from that guy. And that was clear back in the 60s, talking about the ushering in of communism, because, you know, really at the heart of everything that's gone on this year is a grab at capitalism. That's really what it's about. I still don't think people get it. We're ushered into thinking there's an illness. Then we're ushered into thinking that there is a black-white race war going on. And there is, in some respects, that's what people are making it out to be. But overall, that's not what the goal is. The goal is to actually take down a capitalist country. That's what the real goal is behind all of it.
And I think the largest red flag that shows that is the fact that because of this ridiculous virus that's only killed a little over 100,000 people in our country, in a matter of days, we went from full employment to 15 million people unemployed in days.
With small businesses hurting the worst.
Yes.
See how that works? There's a reason that all the governors got together and decided for their states that they, most of them anyway, that they would close the state, even though we didn't have any data. So the data's come out now. Governors cannot tell people to wear masks. And also, I just wanted to mention, too, and this was such a great line. Do you want to read that line from Ed's article? Because Ed commented on this, and he talked about the fact that governors cannot make you wear a mask. They just cannot. Sorry. There's no way possible they can make you do that.
Their authority is limited to directing agencies. And there's... In an emergency, they have some extra power, but...
Yeah, but they can't. So the casualty rate significantly greater than normally present. Well, since the COVID-19 casualty rate now is officially recognized as not significantly greater than seasonal flu, there is no emergency.
Right.
So under the guise of emergency, he can't claim, no governor can claim emergency right now. And tell you that. See, when we didn't know what COVID was, particularly, or when they claimed they didn't, even though they didn't have any numbers or data to back it up, they claimed emergency, saying we're in a state of emergency, so we're in charge and we can do all of these things, X, Y, Z. But all these months later, to still claim an emergency as if they don't know what's going on or they don't know what's happening, that's ridiculous. We have the numbers now, some of the numbers. Now, the numbers aren't even built on real COVID numbers. But the best that they could fraudulently do was 120,000 deaths. Well, that's not significantly greater than any major flu epidemic of a particular year. So we're talking the fact that they cannot claim this anymore. It's run its course.
Well, and the only agency that the governor has any power at all in an emergency like this is through the health department.
Right.
And the health department has guidelines also. So once it's no longer a health emergency, which this is not, they keep trying to say it is, but it's already been proven that it's not, the health department loses its authority. And then therefore the government loses all of, governor loses all of his authority.
Yeah. I was looking at flu stats for prior years and the flu stats on the hospitalizations, because that's kind of what they're talking about. Oh, the hospitalizations. See, they can't really go with deaths because the deaths aren't adding up. Okay. So what can they go on as far as fear tactics for articles? Well, what they can do is they can say, well, there's this many active cases. What does that mean? Well, most of them are walking around just fine. But the hospitalizations now is the big deal, okay? So that's what they're really capitalizing on. So the hospitalizations. But we all know that in order to be hospitalized, if you have COVID, it's because you have other things too. Otherwise, they're not going to hospitalize you and they're going to send you home. So when you hear all these numbers, it's quite amazing when you hear that they are doing this all in the guise of hospitalizations now. We honestly, the flu last year in my state, 1,400 or 2 years ago, 1,400 hospitalizations. Right now, there's 1,200 hospitalizations with COVID, they say, and that's a lot of flu in there. So that what they're doing is they're taking the flu numbers and they're making it to be COVID. But that still isn't even significantly higher than the flu.
Yeah, I think they're in. And when you go in to be tested, you think you're having symptoms and they test you. They don't admit you into the hospital unless they really believe you're one of the people that has a good chance of dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't want you in the hospital.
Well, no, there's
if you're
no treatment,
gonna,
so they just send you home and you're in your jammies. But the fact that they are taking orders from the health department, that is actually a made-up thing. They actually constructed these. It's kind of like passing the buck of authority, right? Oh, well, the health department made us. The health department made us. You can have things that have been inserted in codes in different countries,
sure,
right, as part of their code. Like, I have a Utah code, whatever. But the case is it constitutional? No. Should we reverse it? Yes. If people live in a conservative state, why aren't we demanding that certain codes be taken out so that we're not in this mess in the future too? So,
well, the ignorance of the people is a problem because they don't understand that a law is not the same thing as a rule.
Yeah.
A law is a very specific piece of legislation, not just some governor that says, gee, you should be worried about this, so therefore stay in your home for the next week.
Yeah.
That's not law.
Right, right. And so now we have all of these. We have the looters and the rioters causing havoc and maybe curtailing your plans for the summer. Maybe you were planning on hitting a major city, but now you won't because of this going on. And I can certainly understand that. But when Ed Griffin was talking about, clear back in the 60s, the proletarian revolution, Marxists believe, a Marxist would, that proletarian revolutions can and will likely happen in all communist countries. This is what they want. And they've been doing this and starting in this. This is why Ed Griffin did the clip back in the 60s. They were really going full force with this. They were really trying to get these ideas through. And really at the heart of it is to take down capitalism. It's to change the nation from inside out, to absolutely change the way they do everything. And that is what can usher in communism. So the proletarian revolution that he was talking about is a social revolution. It's where the working class attempts to overthrow the capitalists, the ones making money. But see, it's not that on the face of it, because that's not actually what's happening. They're not representing the working class.
No.
They're just hoodlums, lawless hoodlums. So they're running around wreaking havoc. And this is really, truly when police should be doing their job is when they're running around wreaking havoc.
If you tear down a free market economy and there's no commerce going on, people run short of money,
right,
then the next thing you know, they only have the one savior left, government.
Yeah.
And enters communism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll help you out forever now, though.
Right, right.
Forever.
Jeez. Yeah. So this was, I mean, honestly, the things that usher in communism, I think the thing that Americans should honestly be really afraid of is it's not COVID and it's not a white-black race war, because this is getting just asinine. But, you know, it's funny. One of the people said to me about the show, he's the kind of a negative guy, and he was like, you know, you don't believe in racism exists. No, I just don't believe we're a racist nation.
Yeah.
Big difference.
There's a difference.
Big difference. But in any case, so the black and white thing never has really gotten the legs that they wanted it to, right? Because they're running around being lawless and everything else. But the proletarian, this is about the wage worker. This is about something different than the black-white war that we think is going on. But this is at the root or the heart of what they're trying to do. And this is why COVID shut down businesses early on. This is why COVID, it really was about stopping business. And so all the gullible people, the ones that bought into the health thing, oh, I'm healthy, but I'm going to give something I don't have to somebody else, and I might not know I'm unhealthy for months on end. I mean, what a ridiculous statement to believe in, right? But they were running around believing this because the media was telling them to. And then what happens? Capitalism starts to go down. And we've got a huge problem with making mortgage payments right now. And people actually really suffering in the way of financially. Mm-hmm.
The other thing they do to manipulate the way people think is they talk about these millionaires and billionaires as if we get rid of capitalism and go to socialism, all that money those millionaires and billionaires have is going to get divided up amongst you all.
That's so true.
It never happens,
all it, though. All it results in is way more have-nots and the same haves because the same people control. So you're not going to, they're not doing what they think they're going to be doing anyway. And this is what gave America its wealth and its freedom, property ownership and business ownership.
I kind of equate it to this analogy. Mm-hmm. You have a very rich, rich relative. Mm-hmm. And you think if they die, you're going to inherit their money.
Right.
So you kill them.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing to capitalism. Mm-hmm. It's the rich relative that you think you're going to get what they have if they die, so you kill it.
Wow. Yeah. So if we really look and see what's going on under the hood, then maybe we have a chance of waking up more people. We have a system that we can use, and maybe we help businesses shore themselves up. Maybe you start to give money to help alleviate legal bills for businesses that want to fight this. People that want to fight the mask wearing, things like this, because you can fight it and you would win. You would win in our court system.
And do it locally. Mm-hmm. Stay away from national organizations. Yeah. You have no control
they
of them. You don't know where the money's going.
Yeah.
Do it locally. Help your local people, everybody in the country, help your local people where you can see the effects of what you're doing.
And then lawyers, pony up some time too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay to, you know, to jump in the ring and lower your costs or do something like that to help this cause, because if you want to continue being a lawyer,
that's right.
You gotta, in this country, we're going to have to make sure that we're shoring up all these small businesses, because the small businesses are hurting the most.
And not to frighten lawyers, but communist countries don't have a lot of lawyers because you have no rights.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're going to come right back. There's so much to talk about too on this, from Bolton to masks to COVID tracers in New York. What's going on with them? What's been happening with that? It's a very interesting story, by the way. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I believe in the product. I really do. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, friggin' snake oil and all the rest. But I'm going to tell you something. I've taken all the snake oil out there, and you're right. Most of it doesn't work. But this stuff does work. There's no doubt about it. I've noticed a big difference in my mobility. You know, things that I didn't think were going to be possible a few months ago are possible now. And I try to sell it to everybody in my family. Thanksgiving, Christmas, everybody comes over and says, oh, you look great. I said, yeah, I'm taking this new stuff, Balance of Nature. So if you want to use me as a commercial, I'm a good commercial for this. This works. It really does work.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I can see all.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com. They've got such a good supplement. I mean, really and truly, you guys, this is the best one I've ever seen. And the more it's the most packed into one supplement. It comes with a drink. It has like an apple flavor. And it actually tastes really good. And it's got everything in it, from flaxseed to turmeric to you name it. And it's such a great drink that keeps your blood sugar balanced and everything else. This is such a great way to actually get your health back. And I actually feel like this fall, because of the amount of stuff that people have been taking, and with the kind of the avoidance of nutrients in our food supply, you might want to be taking Balance of Nature. In fact, I think you should take a supplement. I think everybody should. I did my homework, and this was the one I found. Balanceofnature.com. This was the best one, in my opinion. It had everything in the way that they did it. The whole system that they used, the 10-step process to dehydrate 31 fruits and vegetables a day for you, down where you just get the nutrients. It's amazing. So they take the air and the water out, and then you get the amazing nutrients left behind, which is awesome. And then you have the drink, the follow-up drink, and it's so quick and easy to take. Go to balanceofnature.com, put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. You'll get 35% off and free shipping. It's amazing. Go do it. That's probably one thing I'd tell everyone to do, even off the air, is to go get Balance of Nature, because I do think that this will be something that really helps us and also is helping us now. And also, you'll feel better. You'll sleep better. Your skin, your hair, everything is better when you have more nutrients in your system. Our food supply is really void of nutrients. We've done so many shows on the food supply. It's amazing. Oh, boy, is it void. So I welcome back Uncle Milty and, of course, your calls. We'll take your calls. 888-673-1450. You know, they set out 3,000 COVID tracers in New York. Guess how many people of the, to 3,000 tracers, guess how much of the population actually gave information to them? 35%. A third. Now, that's good, because I actually thought it was going to be more like two-thirds would give information willingly because of what the media is always telling you, right? Everyone's on board. Everyone wants you to wear a mask. That's not true. Only a third gave information to the COVID tracers.
And those were people who tested positive.
Yeah.
They were positive, yeah. And they wouldn't give information.
They wouldn't give information. Now, the only bad part of that is if their little COVID tracing thing doesn't work, what in the world else are they going to put in place of that? And it's bad enough. This tracing thing is just sick. It's sick. It's the downfall of our country, because then you have people running around getting information on people and shutting them down.
Mm-hmm.
And all these different states, they're trying to push the second wave. The numbers are climbing, and we all need to need to shut down our businesses again to keep the numbers down. Do not buy it for a moment. The numbers are not climbing. Just the allocation of the word COVID is climbing. It is not a killer virus, and it's not climbing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kay. Have you discussed this David A. Bednar's speech?
I haven't yet. I haven't, but I will.
Let me give you my thoughts, because I know you'll probably address it. But it's my thoughts for, you know, two things that he said was, one, government does not have unlimited power, and the other thing that got me was that he said we must never let this happen again, that the government can shut down religion. And I just feel like, I don't know how anybody has connections, but they better send that tape to Lieutenant Cox, to Hurt, to Romney, to Mike Lee, to Adams. All our representatives are bought into this, shut everything down.
Right.
And I just wonder, especially like Romney, who's not only part of the government now, but is a Marxist himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like we need to be aware that we better not let government tell us that we cannot. They can just shut us down by telling us we have to. Needs to put a sock in this.
I agree.
Up there, done.
I agree with you. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. I agree. You know, and every state's the same right now. See, what we're facing right now is the ludicrous nature at which they will play on these numbers to play on your fear. These numbers are not true. These numbers, 16,000 we still have in the nation that are even considered serious. That's not an epidemic. It's not even a pandemic. It's nothing. That we have 16,000 cases of a lot of things this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, people need to think about it like this. If your governor said tomorrow, look, the pandemic's over, COVID's not scary, but we really like the way things were when you were all locked up in your home, so we're going to keep it that way.
That's exactly what they're trying to do.
How would you feel about it if they came out and said it that way? Because that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Does everyone realize that we're in the summertime? This is when viruses don't live because people are outside in the summer in the sunshine. Trying to pass off a second wave in the heat of the summer, you've got to be either super gullible or super nuts or super tyrannical. Because I don't know how... Sell it in the winter, in December, you might have a chance because you can really combine it with flu, but try to sell it in the summer.
I was teasing.
People are not sick in the summer.
I was teasing the kid at the grocery store the other day. He's out there. It's 105 degrees out, and he's out there with a little spray bottle sanitizing the shopping carts. You can't even touch them. They're so hot.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Yeah. You know, in my own state, and this might be your state out there listening, we had 1,200 plus, you know, just over 1,200 people that have been hospitalized since the very beginning, okay? That means they're hospitalized with other things. Do you know in a population of 3.3 million, 1,200 hospitalized for something, and we have 158 deaths here. Do you know that couldn't even be considered an epidemic? That couldn't be considered a pandemic? That can't even be considered something that's actually passing from one person to another because it's so few. How in the world are people believing this? Yet we have all these epidemiologists that get up and skew these numbers and put the fear of God into everybody and make everybody afraid they're going to die of some killer disease. You know, places like where I live, where it's 150 degrees outside and people are wearing these masks, and I fear more for people that are going to be passing out, people that are going to have severe health problems because they're wearing the mask. More so than I would ever think that you would ever pass along something like a COVID. So the nonsense of this. So in the nation today, we have 202 deaths that are really something else. They're really, because it's heart attack, it's everything. It's not just flu numbers they're using anymore. They're using heart attack, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and then blaming COVID for the death. So that's 208 deaths that are blamed on COVID, not necessarily COVID at all. Because you don't die of COVID. 99.5% of the people that get COVID are just fine. You recover just fine. So only if you have other things happening would you ever die with having COVID, not from COVID. But where I even live in a state where people are gullible enough to believe that 158 people dead is a pandemic. That 158 people? I mean, give me a break. You had more of a chance of dying of lightning. This is ridiculous than of dying of COVID.
Well, not only that.
From a lightning strike.
But the comorbidities that people are dying from.
That means multiple illnesses at once.
Yeah. I mean, let's say you already have COPD. If you get a lung problem going from COVID, it's going to make a difference. But you might still not even die from that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not just because you have COVID or you're over 70 doesn't mean you're going to die.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Even of those numbers, it's what? Like 18% only.
Yeah. And back when I wasn't feeling good in January and I had trouble, you know, breathing, it was more like a lung thing. And I still don't know whether it was even COVID. But I remember getting tested and they said, well, we've seen 25 of you this week. And it was such a no big deal. It was like, oh, yeah, we get these new viruses every year. Yada, yada, yada. Here we go. This is one. Go home. There's nothing for you. We can't give you anything. And that's going to be the most case with if you just have those symptoms. So go home and rest in your jammies. But kind of amazing that who cares, you know, you have a virus, big deal, get over it attitude. And now they're ramping this up so hard and so high that you feel you're going to die. Because even if you're 5 feet instead of 6 feet away from somebody, and if you're not wearing a mask that healthy people shouldn't be wearing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello, fellow citizen.
Hello, fellow citizen. How are you?
Hey, so it's just all conditioning, right?
Yeah, it is. It is conditioning.
It has nothing to do with illness.
Nope.
It
nothing.
Just has, I think it's just how much can we get away with?
Yep.
How can we get people, you know, conditioned to accept whatever we tell them? But then also to live ways that we, you know, however we tell them they need to live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're
but
exactly right.
It's like there's no critical thinking. People don't ever, they just are taking it hook, line, and sinker.
Yep. Yep.
But
and not
what
even.
What worries me is what's coming.
I know. What's coming this
what's
fall?
Next?
Yeah, and,
even,
and beyond.
Well, not that, not even necessarily from like a COVID perspective, mm-hmm, but. Mm-hmm. What are they going to, you know,
yeah.
What's the next thing that that's going to take away our rights, mm-hmm. make us shelter in place,
right.
or whatever stupid things they come up with. Like,
right.
What's the next thing and how scary is that going to be?
You know what? It was really funny. I saw an article for the Sahara Desert drought storm is coming. And when you get in the article, it was, well, not really. I mean, it kind of goes away over the ocean. But the headline was scary. And I saw this headline, and we had been talking about a meteor. You know, hey, what about a meteor? What about a nuke, a small nuke on a city? But honestly, they found that this medical thing could work. So I think what they're going to do then is capitalize on that. They're going to capitalize on more medical issues coming our way because they American people clearly don't understand we have an immune system. Mm-hmm. Somehow in fifth grade, we all learned it, but it got lost. And even the doctors are losing their way as well and in describing it. So I actually think they're going to use more medical stuff. I really do. Because it works. It works. People will believe.
And that might be it. It's,
yeah.
There's so many different ways to look at it and take it that maybe disproving it becomes...
Yeah.
Difficult because there's always new science, right?
Well, they shut down the nation when we didn't even have a case. They shut down my state even when they didn't have a case in my state. So if they could shut down my whole entire state without a case, how dumb can we be? Pretty dumb. So, you know, they never had the data to back any of this up. And they still don't. And now they're trying to scare us into the second wave. Wow. It's pretty insane, but you're right. You're right. What's coming?
I did hear though in the Chaz zone that COVID doesn't exist because they're too enlightened. So.
Well, they are. I mean, it just doesn't. And it's all county to county. See, it's so smart. It just knows what counties to hit.
It's very smart. Maybe it's nanotech.
Maybe it is. It can't go side to side, but only forward. I totally agree with you. Thanks for the call. I love it. It made me laugh. And it's so true. See, we're such a gullible people that we'll go along because we don't want to be that standout voice that says, I'm sorry, we have an immune system. Does anyone know that? Or
no matter where you live, no matter what state you live in, my guess is if you look at your news headlines, your state is telling you you might have to shut down again.
Yep.
Right now, telling you that.
These are the headlines right now as we speak. That's a scary thought that people again would be this gullible, right? How many people do you know that have died around you? I'm going to go with
none.
You don't, unless you know somebody's friend's neighbor who the doctor said it was COVID and it was actually COPD. That was in a nursing home. So I doubt that you know very many people that have died from this. Proof's in the pudding. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here. And I'll turn right back around. Said I don't want to leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Of course, you can call up. We'll take your calls. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. I've got Uncle Milty here. You know, you give me an epidemiologist that heads each state, and you give me the head of the CDC, and I will probably give you back the fact that they worked and were trained by the CDC. Very corrupt organization who's been wrong about just about everything. If you're counting, if you're tallying, they've been wrong almost every single time. They were wrong about this too. Remember the projections in the beginning? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you give me a state epidemiologist and the head of the health department of each state, and I will give you back somebody that was either trained or both by Johns Hopkins and the CDC. And Johns Hopkins, I'm sorry, but a long history of very weird stuff going on with Johns Hopkins. In fact, that was the hospital, that was the organization, I should say, that put on the pandemic scare for Bill Gates back in October, right? They all met in New York City. That was put on by Johns Hopkins. And these people are trained by the CDC, very corrupt organization, and then they're delivered into each state. And my state, even the state of Utah, same exact thing. Our epidemiologist was trained by the CDC and spent her time working on Ebola. Remember Ebola that didn't really happen here? That we were told millions would die? Mm-hmm. I got yelled at on the radio. Millions will die, Kate. Take this seriously. Really? We had 2 cases, I think, in the entire United States. And guess what, guys? It didn't spread, and we weren't masked, and we didn't shut down capitalism. Yeah, amazing, right?
Yep.
But when you are trained to view everything as a killer virus and spin it as a killer virus, you will. So she's even telling my state that 1,200 people hospitalized over 5 months is a pandemic. In 3.3 million people. What about your state out there? Wherever you're listening to from. Okay, so same exact thing. You probably have the same exact thing. 2 years ago, we had 1,400 people hospitalized for the flu. So are the numbers that different? No, not really. Nope, not at all, actually. So keep that in mind, because we're getting sold a box of rocks here. And I don't know about you. I don't know what your governor's like. My governor's a total wuss. He'll do whatever he is told. Talk about, oh, boy. He honestly, I don't know if he has a mind of his own. And he will do everything he's told to do. Mm-hmm. So when all these orders come down from the CDC, very corrupt organization, CDC, who's known to be a failure and a liar for decades, decades and decades and decades and decades. Every single time we have something in a health crisis that comes up, you'll get the somewhat apology coming out of the CDC for screwing the whole thing up. We just did, actually, didn't we, on this? We screwed up the testing. We counted the wrong tests. We projected there would be millions and there weren't. So what are they doing in the news today? 120,000 people dead from COVID. It's an epidemic. It's a pandemic. Oh, my gosh. Run for your lives. Put on the mask. Look ridiculous. Run for your life. You're going to get the killer disease. Are millions dying? They've never had millions or dying from this as far as this since the CDC came about. But guess what every claim is? In fact, we were told during a swine flu in 2009, 160 million people would die. They didn't. And so they did come out and they did admit, oh, yeah, that's right. We were wrong again. And we mishandled it and we didn't know what we were doing. And the testing's been flawed. The PCR test, it's very generic. It's the same test as SARS. Are they telling everybody that? No, it just only tests for virus. It doesn't even test for COVID. So please don't buy into this second phase. This is just, if we buy into this, then I'll truly know we are the stupidest people on earth. Honestly.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
What's up?
You know, Gavin Newsom ordered this mm-hmm. past week that all Californians have to wear masks when they leave their homes.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Mm-hmm. You have to do it.
They have so few cases out of 40 million people.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
2 hours ago, a story was released.
Mm-hmm.
Local city governments, police departments in California are telling Governor Newsom that they will not enforce his mandate that people wear masks mm-hmm. in their state. Thank God.
Well, I know my own home city, Orange County, they actually did that too. And then the governor came out and said, oh no, they have to. Well, they're not. And so people in Orange County are not. They're not walking around with masks.
Well, now there's many of them that are not.
I'm really glad to hear that. Because it is a smart virus if it knows to go county to county. It stays like in county lines. It's higher in one county and not the other and totally ridiculous. Ridiculous. So would you wear a t-shirt spelling out the ridiculousness?
Oh,
I'm asking you because I want to know, you know, to what level will you go? Because we've been virtually silent during this thing, right? There hasn't been a ton of people. We've had business revivals, and that's so awesome. And we've had people finally show up at the Capitol steps, but not like I thought they would. I thought we'd have a lot more people speaking out about the ridiculousness. What do you think? Do you think would they wear a T-shirt?
I think so. I think people will do lots of things the more they get upset with what's going on. Like, I saw a guy the other day walking down the street, and he had a mask on,
mm-hmm.
but it was on the top of a snorkel that he had in his mouth.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think people would wear a T-shirt saying, what's that goofy-looking thing on your face?
Right, right. I mean, honestly, I wonder if people would. I wonder how far people would go, because with the second wave, if they do shut down businesses, you're going to shut your business down. Are you going to comply?
No.
What's your plan of action? Because you know this is coming in the fall, too. We're going to have rolling lockdowns for about 18 months to 2 years at least. At least they've already said what they're going to do.
You know one of the big shortages that they found out we have in this country?
What's that?
Short order cooks.
Really?
A lot of cooks that lost their jobs mm-hmm. during the shutdowns mm-hmm. are not going back into cooking.
Yeah.
And there's a huge shortage of short order cooks, like for Denny's.
Yeah,
and...
yeah. Interesting. Because, you know, people like manufacturers, they're making more money. Off of COVID, so they're not off the unemployment, so they're not going back. They can't get people to manufacture a lot of products. So things are on hold weeks on end right now, months, weeks and months. And it's really disturbing trend. And as a people, we better start standing up to this. I always appreciate the business revivals. I appreciate the amount of people willing to go. And I really do think that the more we see people out and about, it was kind of like somebody told me that they wear a mask and then they went to the store and they realized that not a lot of people are wearing them anymore. So they took it off, right? Social pressure the other way. And that can be the case. If you go to Costco, tell them that you cannot wear a mask. Don't let Costco win. And if you get stenchy looks from people, so what? They're ignorant. Let them be. They don't know they have an immune system that works. They want to walk around in a mask all day. I guess they can. Whatever pleases them. But don't take the look. Just, it's kind of like what Dr. Bitar said. If you know what you're talking about and you know the stats and you know what's going on here, it's really easy to stand up to the social pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So stand up to it, because they will cower because they don't know enough. They obviously don't know they have an immune system. So if they're that gullible and they're that ignorant that they don't know they have an immune system, then just shame them on back. Look at them like they're ridiculous for wearing a mask, because this is getting out of hand.
Yeah, but they do have that one good argument.
What's up?
People will die.
People will die. And you must not care.
Yeah, people will die.
You're right. I don't care about another living soul but myself. It's the people will die and you don't care enough. It's the virtue signal.
That's all they have.
It's sanctimonious hill self-righteous mask wearing is what I call it. And so COVID-19, we're all buying into this together. It is amazing. So if we actually start... even with the mask wearing, even with that alone, and we started saying, we're not going to do this anymore, you'd be surprised how many more people would feel the social pressure to stop wearing one. You'd be surprised. And I think that it's kind of like when you see businesses showing up and people walking around, walking around to a protest, an actual protest, not a riot that BLM tries to pass off, but an actual protest where they're protesting for their business. Isn't it kind of encouraging when you start seeing businesses like this? This is why all the time on the show I've said from really kind of the middle of this thing, if 100 businesses in every single city said, we will not shut down, we will stay open or we will reopen, okay? Whatever the case may be. If 100 businesses commit to that and they all do it because they know that by that commitment, the other 100 businesses will do it. The cities will not come in and shut you down, because I promise you the next day, people will see the 100 businesses prevailing because strength in numbers, and the other businesses will open too. And people will start to feel comfortable, because people online will be like, go to this business, go to that business, these businesses are open. They cannot shut you guys down. They can't do it by orders of the CDC, the corrupt organization. Have I mentioned that too many times today? The very, very corrupt CDC. When I see anybody that's come from the CDC that's in charge of a county, a city, or a state, well, you better hold on tight, because they will do exactly what the CDC wants. And the CDC is so screwed up on so many levels, I can't imagine listening to them.
Isn't the CDC one of the most powerful bureaucracies in the federal government?
You would think.
No, they're a private company.
You haven't seen Fauci in the news, have you? Except he said, wear a mask, because he can't make up his mind, because I have him on tape saying, don't wear a mask, it means nothing, and laughing about it. He can't make up his mind.
Well, he did say to end the NFL.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't like football. Yeah.
Oh, and he also said, don't go to a rally. Riot's fine. Rally's not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. COVID's so smart. It knows what you're protesting or rioting for. Mm-hmm. And then it agrees with it. And then it won't get you sick. So that's really good. I mean, at least it's a very, very, it's like a smart chip virus.
It's too bad it can't talk. If it could talk, we could find out even who's going to win the election.
Oh, gosh. You know, that's such a funny point, too, because people say to me, I've seen the memes, too, but they say to me, you know, well, this will end November, right? First week of November. Mm-hmm. Well, it's gone on while he's been president. So, I mean, we the people have to end this.
Yes.
And see, I tell people all the time, too, who was actually pressuring Trump? Because Trump in the very beginning was calling this out. He was going, this isn't a big deal. What are we doing? So the media got a hold of it.
Uh-huh.
The media got a hold of it. And that's when people started saying, no, shut it down. We need to shut it down. So the people were actually clamoring for it. Yeah.
And through all of this, the city mayors, the county people, the state governors have all been breaking the law.
Uh-huh.
And the only one that actually did what the law allowed him to do was the president.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Now, why does he have Fauci around him? That's a whole other story. I don't know the answer to that. I really don't. And I question
that somehow.
And I question that. And I question Burks hasn't been around for a while either. But I truly believe that it's going to have to be the businesses that get together that say 100 of us are going to open. And if we did that in every city, people would follow.
Mm-hmm.
And the people's voice would be heard on this. I don't care about the progressive liberal stupidity. These are the same people that want abortion and think kids are left in cages at the border. So the level of stupidity on a progressive liberal, I can't even deal with. So, you know, there'll always be that segment of society. So what if somebody comes in and they're a total, they come in and they complain that people aren't wearing masks? Are you going to cave to that one complaint, or are you going to cave to your quieter 80%? That want to come to your business and don't want to have to be handed a lid through tongs for their drink, okay? So if we could cater to the 80% that are going to be more quiet and not the 20% that act like beasts when they walk into a business and look around and judge everything according to their own stupidity, then your business will prevail because 80% of your clientele will appreciate you and they'll come back. And you know what? You know, more and more I'll say, well, is that business, what is that business about? Are they doing these COVID regulations? Because I won't go there. So my husband and I, we won't go to eat any place. They're doing a COVID restriction, wearing masks. We won't put up with that nonsense. I will not go to a business that does that. So if more of us did that and more of us said no, then the businesses, if they're only going to serve the 20% liberal progressives in their business, they're going to lose anyway. So if they cater to the 80% more quieter ones that are just appreciative that you're not caving into the lunacy, we have a chance. So business owners out there know that.
Yep.
80% of your business is going to be more quiet. But they'll appreciate you and they'll come back for your business. And why do you want to serve the progressive liberal stupidity anyway? You'll be fine with the 80%. Trust me. Trust me. They're probably not going to spend very much in your business anyway. And they're so ignorant. I mean, my gosh, why do you even want them in your business? So, you know what? It's okay. They won't visit your business if people aren't wearing masks. So what? Just laugh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, we won't see you as a customer. Good riddance. Anyway, thanks, Uncle Milty.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate you. Anyway, be back tomorrow. And, of course, be faithful, be fearless. See y'all here tomorrow.